Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin then cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. But please don't put your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, all or nothing at all. Touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, my heart could be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all.
With the song All or Nothing at All, we begin the 707th episode of Neon Jazz. That might be our mantra around here. On her fifth recording called Tis Autumn, New York vocalist Marty Elkins teams up with veteran bassist Mike Richman, and they went into the studio with Mike's 170-year-old bass and his 120-year-old Czechoslovakian cello to create this very unique sound. Marty has an affinity for classics, and with her straight-ahead, soulful interpretations, they infuse these songs with a timeless feel, while Mike dug up an entire orchestration with his bass. Marty is from Jersey City, New Jersey, and as a child, she listened mostly to the soul stations in New York and the late-night R&B shows like Jocko's Rocket Ship. She left there to go to college in Boston and got baptized in jazz. But when she found a copy of Billie Holiday's Lady in Satin at a local Woolworth bin in Cambridge, Massachusetts, it changed her life, and she became devoted to jazz and began listening to it exclusively. And over the pandemic, we caught up with her here at the show to talk music and so much more, and she had some good thoughts on it.
I think maybe people will come to realize that recordings are all well and good, but there's nothing like live performing.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of pure jazz bravado from places opening up all over the town. And below us here right now, you were listening to the Army Band that goes by the Heat Cats. They were performing when you walked into Kansas City's premier amusement park, Worlds of Fun, with a cover of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams, their brassy, jazzy take on it. And we are coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, flying over a big land of jazz audio, and we are giving it all to you exclusively. Marty was on a prom date in high school when she saw legendary Tonight Show trumpeter Doc Severinsen. And as we get into the tune, Moon Over Miami, listen to Marty retell the tale while on a big date as a youngster.
Actually, on a prom date, now that you mention it, I saw Doc Severinsen at Basin Street. And when they started blowing those horns, I was in the front seat. I was in a ringside table with my date and like another couple, I guess. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I've never heard a trumpet live like this.
This is Neon Jazz coming out of Kansas City, and we want to thank you for listening to jazz on the radio. Our new CD is the Doug McDonald Duo, Toluca Lake Jazz. Yours truly, Doug McDonald guitar and Harvey Newmark bass. We hope you enjoy it. There's a mixture of standards and originals. All the best of luck and stay safe. Thank you.
That was some quality jazz music with one of our favorites around here, guitarist Doug McDonald and his duo with the tune Flamingo off the 2021 CD Toluca Lake Jazz. The CD plays to his roots and is the perfect pandemic release. We all needed a live boost, and it's a swinging little ride on his latest effort. He's originally from Philadelphia, but he began his career in Hawaii, and this is all full circle for Doug, and as we talked to him about the release, he elaborated on the need for positivity.
To make a long story short, what you gotta do, I feel everybody, is be very much sending positive vibes to yourself instead of negatives. You know, that's an important thing. I think otherwise, that's why people are depressed, because they're on a negative funk, especially with this COVID and the gigs are gone. You know how it is.
From jazz tenor and soprano saxophonist Roger Wendell Buckhill, who began playing professionally back in 1943, but held on to a day job as a mailman in his birthplace of Washington, D.C. for over 30 years. This is the tune Scope, and he had that as we get into a bit more around here on the show. Thank you.
Hi, this is Stacey Griesbach, and I just released my Patsy Cline songbook and my Shania Twain songbook. And thank you, Kansas City, for listening to Neon Jazz.
Instead of having sweet dreams about you, you don't love me, it's plain. I should know I'll never wear your ring. I should the whole night through, instead of having sweet dreams about you. Start loving someone new instead of having sweet dreams about you. Instead of having sweet dreams about you.
That was Los Angeles-based vocalist Stacey Griesbach with the tune Sweet Dreams off her 2019 CD, My Patsy Cline Songbook. Her aim lately has been bringing together a passion for jazz and country music in her pursuit of reimagining the great American songbook of country music in the style of jazz. She was raised on a dairy farm in rural Wisconsin and grew up studying piano, alto sax, and voice throughout her childhood. She also developed a love for musical theater. And her first live show was a spectacular one. It was vocal star Diana Krall. And as we get into the tune Almost Like Being in Love off her 15th studio album circa 2020 called This Dream of You, let's hear Stacey talk about the experience.
You know, my first big concert probably was in the 2000s with Diana Krall. You know, Diana Krall was, I don't know if I want to, you know, it's like almost like a gateway drug, right? Like, you know, she has such an appeal, such a broad appeal, and she's so, you know, I really love her delicate piano, her touch on the piano and her choice. I like her choices. I like the band, who she has around her. I mean, she's just fantastic, I think.
Music and life seems to me like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peel, I would swear I was falling. Swear I was falling.
almost like being in love. For the whole human race, why it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling, almost like being in love.
Hi, this is Billy Lester, jazz pianist from Yonkers, New York, just outside of New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio. Thank you.
That was a late bloomer there, or a hidden gem. Pianist Billy Lester with the tune Jamba Swing off the 2015 CD Unabridged. He came from the school of Lenny Tristano and remains an instinctively lyrical and unfettered improviser who creates original compositions from variations on American classic chord changes. We caught up with him here at the show to talk jazz, and he opened up about how it makes him feel.
I felt very comfortable in those surroundings. I felt like this is where I belong. I think I just got started right as soon as I started taking piano lessons at age 4. It just felt like this was home for me. There was no other place where I felt comfortable.
From a man known as the Dean of Recorded Music, here's musician, bandleader, and record producer Ben Selvin. His nickname comes in part to the fact that his output as a producer has been estimated on 13 to 20,000 song titles. Wow. Joined by his orchestra, this is the song I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight, off a roaring 20s jazz retrospective and something we're beginning to feel in these 20s right now.
Natalia Bue, York, jazz singer from Italy, Verona, city of Romeo and Juliet, and I'm listening to Joy Dimino, Neon Jazz.
Vedere mai più
La luna non c'è.
That was Italian-based jazz singer, composer, and arranger Vanessa Tagliabue-York with the tune La Luna Non off her 2015 CD called Contradanza. Her dramatic intensity and vocal range have allowed her to deal with extremely different repertoires, collaborating with the most important Italian musicians. He was given the famous nickname from the fine mannerisms, the impression of a nobleman. Here is the always distinguished Duke Ellington. And this record was the start for Vanessa into her climb into jazz. As we listen to the tune Smatta, let's listen to her explain.
I found an old record from Duke Ellington. It was actually East St. Louis to the Loo, which nowadays is still one of my favorite because of the trumpet of Bob Ermely. I think my love for jazz music started there.
This is Mariel. I'm a jazz trombonist from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the New York-based trombonist Mariel Bildstein, joined by her quintet with the tune The Lamp is Low off her 2021 CD, Backbone. And she is the lead trombonist in the Arturo O'Farrell's Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. And we talked to her here at the show about music, and she had some illuminating thoughts on it.
In terms of releasing it during the pandemic, it felt like people need things to listen to. People need new music to sort of keep their spirits up. It's a very sort of dark time these days, so anything that I could do to contribute to that, I was really happy.
And her first show just happened to be legendary. It was Theodore Walter Sonny Rollins. And as we get into the 1968 tune, Lust for Life, listen to Mariel explain.
I saw Sonny Rollins. He came to Santa Barbara, and I must have been a freshman in high school. My dad and I went. And he just played for maybe 3 hours with his band, and it was incredible. So that was definitely a big show for me.
Listen.
hailed as one of the most prodigious guitarists of his generation. That was Julian Lage with a brand new 2021 CD called Squint, and that was the tune Twilight Surfer. And those are great titles. And finally, we give you a fun one as we exit this hour of song together with jazz saxophonist, trumpeter, and musical arranger Sam Donahue, straight out of Detroit, joined by his orchestra back in 1941. This is Coffee and Cakes to wrap it all up, keep you awake, and keep you firing on into the future. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that knows a thing or two about coffee and cakes, Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey, on the radio!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Cakes and all your caresses are all a good break. I'm planning for two. They couldn't give me a zillion to take my eyes off you. Though a millionaire's drive a fancy car and daddy dish out caviar, Doremi has plenty of charm, but all I want is you in my arms with coffee and cake, and all of your loving together it makes a heaven for two. I'll always feel like a million with coffee and cakes and you.
Neon Jazz.